The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Means more than almost some of the singles tournaments that I won.
Andy Murray of Scotland has made an amazing comeback, undergoing hip surgery that he feared might end his tennis career, and now winning the men's doubles title at Queen's Club.
It's a special week for me for a lot of different reasons. I didn't know if I was going to be back competing at this level again a few months ago.
Murray teamed with Feliciano Lopez to score a 7-6, 5-7, 10-5 victory over American Rajiv Rahm at Britain's Joe Salisbury. Murray has 5 Queen's Club singles titles to go with his newly earned doubles crown. His biggest win is the absence of debilitating pain he was feeling before hip surgery. Murray says he will take his time to find his way from here.
I'm just really happy that my body's fine, I'm feeling good, and I'm healthy, and you know, I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to rush this. If it means not playing singles until a bit later, fine. I'm just happy to be back on the court and no pain in my hip.
The great Roger Federer of Switzerland continues to amaze tennis fans and himself.
Never really thought about how it would feel if I won, and now it's reality. First time ever I could win a title 10 times in one place, so it's obviously a very special moment in my career.
Federer won a record-extending 10th Halle Open title, defeating Belgian David Goff in 7-6, 6-1. The win bodes well for Federer as he has his sights set on the biggest grass court tournament of the year. Of his record 20 Grand Slam titles, 8 have come at Wimbledon.
Look, every time I won in Halle, I went on to play really well at Wimbledon. So I think, I mean, it's never a guarantee, of course, but I've been on the tour for long enough to know what it means. And most important is that I know I'm injury free. I'm going to have a couple of days off, I guess, and then get ready once I'm going to be in Wimbledon practicing there again.
Italian golfer Andrea Pavon scored his second European Tour win at the BMW International Open in Munich, Germany. Pavon outlasted Matthew Fitzpatrick of England in what turned out to be a two-hole playoff.
It's never easy, but you have to be ready. And when I finished, I thought, at best, I have a playoff. So I was happy.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.